I'll just say if you want to ask a question, like Judy said, you can unmute yourself and say your name, and then we'll recognize you. Or there's also star nine, which is raising your hand, and we can recognize that as well. Okay, so the topic, the first one is, what if you need more support? So you've got a, hopefully you have a white cane, and yet you're not real steady on your feet, and you know that you need more support. There are certainly several things you can do to add to can your white cane. I think it's important to determine what kind of support you need. Oftentimes, people think they need a walker when they really don't. I work with many people who come to us with just a walker. And of course, a walker is not going to tell you what's in front of you very far. It could be dangerous to use a walker
Thank you.
to determine what's in front of you because yeah, if it's a set of stairs, that could be very dangerous. So oftentimes people are able to get rid of their walker and learn to use a white cane along with a support cane. Now, I'm not going to advocate that you do that if you really need a lot of support, which a walker could give you. But if you need some support, a white support cane can be very, very effective. I've worked with people who have paired a support cane with a long white cane, and they are traveling all over the city. They're really going everywhere they need to go. So there are, you do need to use your cane a little differently if you are using a support cane. You need to, well, let me backtrack a minute. So we talked about basic cane technique yesterday and how you swing your cane in an arc in front of you that's a little wider than your shoulders. If you are using a support cane, you also need to clear the path for that support cane. So if you're right-handed, you've got your white cane in your right hand and your support cane in your left hand, you need to widen your arc to the left. It's just like it's part of your body. You've got to clear the path. Because you want to make sure that that cane isn't going down an incline or a step or something like that. So that's really the main thing you need to change if you're using a support cane. And you can purchase support canes from the National Federation of the Blind Material Center, and Ambutech has some really nice support canes too. I have ordered from them. So I like to, I'm not an occupational therapist, and they may have some formula that they use as far as determining the length of the support cane. I do it by just kind of by talking to the person and having them hold the support cane. You want to have it so that when you're holding it, your shoulder isn't hunched up. That would mean that it's too long. And it also, you don't want to have it so that you are really reaching down to, hold the support cane, reaching way down. That would mean the cane is too short. So all of the white support canes that I know about are adjustable. They do come in three lengths. There's short average and long, and they can all be tweaked as far as height. So that would be if you need extra support and you can use a white support cane, that is your best option. It's going to be the easiest to learn to use. The only real disadvantage is that you don't, you have both of your hands are using a cane. So I advocate that people get a backpack, that you can carry a lot of things in a backpack. So, and that's having both hands, busy using two canes is a small price to pay for being able to travel independently, which that system would allow you to do. Next, I'm going to talk about using a wheelchair with a cane. And I have worked with several people who are in wheelchairs. What I found is that you need to have a significantly longer white cane if you're using a wheelchair. So that would be the number one thing. You're going to need to have a cane that's at least 6 inches longer than what you've been using. Because again, you want what would be the equivalent of about three steps advance notice or reaction time to what's at the end of your cane. Even though you're not taking steps, you need that amount of reaction time. So, and you also will need to use a wide arc. Again, if you're using a wheelchair, you have to clear the path for yourself and for the chair. So you're going to have a pretty wide arc to make sure you're clearing that path. If you are using, I've worked with people who are using motorized wheelchairs, and the disadvantage with that is that those chairs go really fast, and we've had to adjust them so that they will go pretty slow. We're talking about going the speed that you would be walking. And most motorized chairs go way faster than that. If they go that fast, it's really hard to keep your cane going in an arc in front of you and to safely travel. So again, have it go really slow. Another thing that could work well, if it's possible for you to use your feet, just not to walk, but you have use of your feet, you can get a special manual wheelchair that you power with your feet by just kind of taking steps with your feet to move the wheelchair along. The advantage with that is that, you do have both hands free to use, one to use your cane and the other for whatever. The advantage, so that has worked well for people. You can also have another manual wheelchair adjusted so that it is powered with one arm. And of course, that if it isn't adjusted, if you're just powering it with one arm, you're going to end up going in circles in your wheelchair. So it needs to be a special one set up for people who have use of only one arm. And of course, this would allow you to power the chair with one arm and use your cane with your other hand. So those are, I think, the options for a wheelchair. And I think It is certainly less common for people to use a wheelchair and a white cane than it is for them to use a support cane and a white cane together. But it certainly can be done. And I'm often called to go to Craig Hospital, where there are people who are spinal cord injury survivors and brain injury survivors who are in wheelchairs. And they have learned to use the white cane with the wheelchair really well. I've been really impressed with them. So the third thing that people think about when they need support is using a walker. And this again is where oftentimes people will try to use a walker not only for support, but also for telling them what's in front of them. Of course, it's only going to tell you what's in front of you a few inches. And you don't, I just think it's really dangerous to use a walker in that way if you were to get close to some steps or curbs or stairs. There are techniques for using a walker and a white cane together, and I'm going to tell you what it is. It isn't easy. It is the most challenging of the three devices that I'm talking about. It takes a fair amount of practice. But what you would need to do is use your cane in an arc. Again, you're going to be clearing the path for yourself and the walker. So it's got to be a pretty wide arc. You would clear that in an arc with whatever hand, let's say you're right-handed, with your cane in your right hand, clear that path. Then come back to the handle of the walker and take about two steps and stop and repeat. Use an arc, clear the path, come back and hold onto the walker and take a couple steps. Now, this only works if you are able to stand with only hanging onto the walker with one hand. So it wouldn't work for everybody. I did do a training, a staff training for a group of people, and a woman came who had cerebral palsy, and she was not able to use a walker. She was with a cane because she couldn't, she needed more support than hanging on to the walker with one hand. So those are the three things that, the three types of devices that I know of that a person can use to travel independently when they need more support. And I guess we could stop here and see if there are some questions about this. Oh, Shelley, go ahead.
Hi. My question had to do with when you use the walker and your cane, are you using the cane on the outside of the walker? You'd have to, wouldn't you? Do you hold it? How would you hold it? That's what my question is.
Yeah, you do use it on the outside of your walker, and it's in front of your walker quite a ways. It's going to have to be longer than what you would use if you were just walking without a walker, because you have to clear that path. But yeah, your cane is going to be in front of the walker, and it's going to be, oh, at least a couple feet ahead of the walker.
Okay. I just wanted that for clarification, because I didn't know with taking a couple of steps, to me, I didn't know if you kept it in your right hand while you're taking those two steps and then stop and then put it in front of you on the outside. Is that kind of how you would keep a hold of the cane and use the walker kind of thing?
I think most people probably need to be holding onto a walker with both hands when they take a step. So
okay.
you'd come back after clearing the path with the arc of the cane. You'd come back while you're holding your cane and grab a hold of the handle of the walker with that hand. So your cane's
Sure.
still going to be out a ways in front of you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is
excuse
not
me.
An,
we
not
we
an
have e- another we have another okay. person with their hand up, Zelda.
Okay. Yeah, hang on a minute, Zelda. I just want to explain that using a walker and a white cane takes a lot of practice. As you can imagine from the technique I've explained, it's fairly slow going because you're clearing your path, taking a couple steps, you know, stopping, clearing your path, taking a couple steps. But you can travel independently using that technique. So, Zelda, go ahead.
I was wondering, with the long cane, I'm 5'3". Where would I start to measure to know which would be best for me?
Are you using another device for support?
Yes, I have the telescopic cane right now. And I tend to run into trees and tree limbs and anything hanging. So I need something that kind of warns me that I am approaching something that could stick me in the eye or hit me in the head or something along those lines. And I have a yard full of trees.
Okay. So, you know, I have friends who wear like a baseball cap to help protect their face when they know they're going to be around hanging branches. And of course, when it snows out, those branches can get really heavy with snow.
Yes.
But the cane itself is not going to give you information about something that's hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give you information about what is on the ground. But you can use your, you know, your common sense to understand, okay, I know I'm around trees, so I'm going to be aware of this and maybe wear a hat that protects you. Or
mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody else has any other way that they do it, but it is, I like the idea of a hat that will protect your face. So Zelda, you're asking what your length of cane should be?
Yes.
So if you are just using the cane and nothing else for support, let's see, you're 5'3". I would say you would want a 55 or 57 inch cane.
Okay.
I'm 5'1", and I had, I think my cane I was using was a 53. And if you need to have it longer because you're using a wheelchair or a walker, you would want to add some inches to that, like maybe
okay.
6 inches to that. So, like a 61 inch cane or something like that.
Okay.
Mrs. Winford?
Oh, thank you. I do wear a hat, though, when I am outside.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, excuse me,